Hey, it's conversations you can share. Arrow.net, ARROE.net. We are unplugged and totally uncut with Dylan Kilmer.
I'm so great. Thanks for having me.
Man, I'll tell you what, I've heard nothing but great things about you. And I love the fact that you give yourself permission to just let that creative energy just flow and affect with positive energy into our lives.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
It is a blessing. Now, when you say that, that means that someone has taught you to look at it as that and to accept yourself as yourself.
Yep.
Now, one of the things that inspires me so much about you is that I first got interested in radio when I was 7 years old. You're hosting a talk show, Kids Tonight Show. This has got to be something unusual for you, for anybody your age.
Yeah, like I say, it's definitely a blessing. It's very fun working with all these mentors, like working with Ellen, working with Tyler Perry and Jimmy Fallon. That's like the best in the game. And, you know, I'm just very grateful.
Tyler Perry. Now, I love me some Tyler Perry. I used to see Tyler Perry on a stage here in Charlotte before Tyler Perry became Tyler Perry. I mean, you're working with some really very, very strong people in the industry.
Yes, definitely.
So do you hang out with Tyler down there in the Atlanta area then? Down there at that big complex of his?
Well, the first season, yes. He was hanging out with the cast members. He was hanging out with us on set all the time. And it was very fun. But the second season, we filmed it in the bubble. And that's when, like, that's when the pandemic was going on. But everyone was safe. And, like, Tyler Perry, he, like, came once in a while. But we mostly filmed it with Miss Chip. And she's a very great director. And I just love her so much. She's so inspirational.
You seem to be the type of person that when you're on the set of a TV show, be it a talk show or even be it with Tyler Perry and stuff like that, that you kind of step behind that camera to see what those guys are doing. Because I have a feeling, Guy, you're going to go on to be a great, great director and producer.
Yes, I definitely want to be a director when I grow up. I definitely want to direct a movie. And thank you so much.
So now, but that means people skills. That means that you're going to have to understand everybody's artists, you know, because you know how creative people are. I mean, Dylan, I mean, we creative people, we're weird sometimes.
Yeah, but you, I'm going to just tell them, give them advice on, like, be yourself, put yourself in that character and what you think is best.
Now, that's interesting that you say that at your age. Put yourself in that character. What is it like for you to move through so many different characters? Because you've got a lot on your plate right now, bud.
Yes. Well, it's like most of the shows that I'm doing right now, like Kids Tonight Show, that's on right now. The Kids Tonight Show, NFL Slime Time on Nickelodeon, Tyler Perry's Young Dylan on Nickelodeon. I get to be myself because, you know, on Tyler Perry's Young Dylan that comes on Thursdays, like I'm Dylan. So I'm being myself always. And on NFL Slime Time that comes on Wednesdays on Nickelodeon, I'm a hoster and I'm doing what I love because I play football and I love football. So I'm also being myself there. In the Kids Tonight Show, you get to just go crazy and you get to be yourself all the way. And it's also streaming on Peacock.
So you totally believe in the ad lib or the improv of things. I mean, you can freestyle, can't you?
Yes.
How do you turn that on? I mean, what if you were to freestyle right now, what would you do if we were to have a battle round?
If we had a battle right now, I'll be like, I got you. I'll be like, that boy fly, no Peter Pan, got a big bag and a trick plan. Big waving on big bands, coming leaning back like a kickstand on a Knicks ball. We're not a Knicks fan. Andy Dex, I can spit chance. Range Rover to the Lambo, got me thinking lower than quickstand.
I love you. You must hear that from so many people that they just sit there and say, you're just a ball of positive energy.
Thank you.
So, like, now you also have rapped and created music with that girl, Lele. I mean we're talking about, this is a new age of sight and sound here, Guy.
Yeah, it definitely is. And me, that girl, Lele, and Jermaine Dupri made a song called I'm That. It was a very great song. And Nickelodeon definitely wanted that because, like, we have our own shows on Nickelodeon. And we're that. We're all the way that.
And I know about that show, That Girl, Lele. That is a family-driven show. And the reason why I know that is because I watch it. And I watch it with my family. And we love it.
Yeah, it's a very fun show.
So now, let's talk musically here, because I've always believed that rap is constantly evolving. What, at your age, what are you seeing and feeling when it comes to rap music? Because, I mean, I remember when old school was new school.
Yeah.
Are you seeing changes?
Yes, definitely, definitely. Like, through 90s rap and the new rap, like, it's definitely changed. Like, some rappers, like, they can even sing now. Like, say, Roddy Ricch, he knows how to sing and rap, play the piano. He has a lot of great talent. And, like, they're definitely bringing new talents to the rap game. And it's really fun seeing what it's going.
And it's all about the storytelling. Do you find yourself writing the lyrics to these songs?
Yes, definitely. I love writing music and I love doing music. I got an album coming out very, very soon.
So now, releasing an album. I mean, dude, that means we're going to want to see you on tour. Are you going to do that?
Yeah, definitely. I want to tour all around the world.
Where's that one place that you would like to see yourself? Are we talking New York City? You want to come here and play in Charlotte at the PNC or any big thing like that?
I haven't been to Charlotte in a long time, actually. But I would love to tour in Florida.
Yes.
Charlotte, and I also want to tour in Toronto, because, like, Toronto, that's, like, my most favorite place I've been to, and Toronto is a very great place, and it's also where my favorite rapper lives, Drake. He was born and raised there.
I was just gonna bring that up. Toronto is the biggest music scene in the world right now, because it's not just Drake that's from up there. The Weeknd is from that area as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that, God, can you imagine if you got to record music up there? Because, I mean, everything is present up there. Every sound, every genre, and they're just doing it right.
Yes, doing it right, and yeah.
So, when you were in Charlotte, what were you doing? Did you go over to Carowinds? What did you hang out? Where'd you go?
When I went to Charlotte, I was there for NBA All-Star.
That's it. Yep.
Put me in. All-Star, and I met all the basketball players. We went to all the games. I also performed there with Meek Mill, and that was a very great experience, and it was so fun to, like I went to NBA All-Star before, but, like, that was just on another level, and it was very fun.
Man, are you writing a book? And the reason why I bring that up is because somebody with your skills and talents and growth moving forward, I hope you're keeping a journal.
Definitely. Like, my mother, she, like, packed all my plane tickets and put them away, and my mother wants me to write a book, and I'm cool with doing that. I'm ready to do that and talk about my life story and how I got started.
Well, it's going to be very exciting to watch you grow up, and I mean that, because it's been exciting to see Bieber grow up as well as you know, with everybody in the music industry, and that girl Lele. It's going to be fascinating to watch how as you guys continue to grow as musicians.
Yes, definitely. It's going to be great. It's going to be lit, so stay tuned.
All right, Dylan, here's the guarantee you got to give me. I've been with Def Leppard 9 times on this show. They keep coming back. I expect to hear from you again on a different day.
Definitely, definitely.
All right, buddy. You be brilliant today, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye.